Okay, good morning. This is the pre-bid conference for PD 1516.101 2251 North Palafox Chiller Replacement 2. Today's date is September 12th, 2016. We are meeting in the Office of Purchasing, large conference room, 11407. The time is 10:13. This is a non-mandatory pre-bid meeting. We're going to do appearances. Present are myself, Eddie Waymire with the Office of Purchasing.
George Gould, Facilities Management.
George Bush with Facilities Management.
Josh Rogers, Peterson Engineering.
Chris Gothier with WDR Mechanical.
Ray Rodriguez, Engineer Cooling Services.
Eddie Schultz, Donaghy Mechanical.
Okay. All right, so first I'll just, the purpose of today's meeting is, my name's Eddie Waymire, by the way, again. I'm in purchasing. I'll be doing the procurement portion of the solicitation. So I'm just going to go through and touch on some important highlights in the solicitation itself. Then at the conclusion of that, we have a representative from Peterson Engineering that will be answering any questions that you may have on the spot of him. He will probably do a just a quick review on what's going on there. Then we'll be going to the site at 2251 to take a look at the site and get access there. So I would like to introduce, though, I know y'all heard them, but you guys probably know these fellows, but George Bush, Facilities Maintenance, and then George Puhl, is that what you said? Okay. He's also with Facilities Maintenance. This gentleman's with Peterson Engineering. And then I guess you three are all contractors. Okay. Make sure I got a good understanding of who all is in the room there. All right, so just to reiterate that I'm handling the solicitation, that would mean also that once we get beyond today's meeting and beyond the site, if you have any questions about any aspect of the solicitation or drawings or anything of that nature, please send that to me in the form of an email. I will take that email and forward it straight over to the department. As in this case, during a solicitation, we're not, the contractors or prospective bidders are not to be in communication with Facilities Management as it relates to this particular project because it's an open solicitation. So if you would, I would be the go-between if you'd email me. I've got my name in the solicitation, but I've also have business cards if you need them. With my email, and also on that, you know, if you call me, I wouldn't know how to, I might mess something up on the verbalizing your question, so that's another reason why I want it by email, so I can just forward it straight to them. Makes it easy. Okay, so starting out on the solicitation documents, the first section here, I want to point out that this does have a local preference bidding involved. This estimate on this project is at $95,000. So the first section in the local preference deals with bids that are between $50,000 and $250,000. So that's most likely the range that this is going to fall in. So local bidder would have a preference within 5% of a non-local. The definition of local is Escambia County, Santa Rosa County contractor that resides in those areas. I guess everyone here present is local, so, but I mean, it's non-mandatory meeting, so still someone could bid on it from a non-local. All right, and just another aspect of this, there's the underlying portion. I don't know if everyone brought with them or not, but if you didn't, there's an underlying portion in the non-local bidding. It's in the second paragraph. What this is talking about is if your business is located in a community redevelopment area, you get additional percentage. It goes up to 7% then if you're located, if your business is located in that community redevelopment area. All right, so the other of this form talks about greater bids and greater quantities, 250,000 up. We don't expect to be in that area. There is a checklist. Bidder's checklist. This is not required to be returned with your bid. This is just to help you and assist you in the bidding process. It does point out on here the following documents shall be returned with your bid. and that is the solicitation offer in bid form with original signature. That is a must that has to be returned with the bid in order to be a responsive bid. Bid surety as well is required. Usually we do not require it on anything below 100,000, but this is close enough to the 100,000 and big enough of a project that we want to have the bid surety returned with your bid on this one. The next section says the following documents should be returned. So that's not a must, that's a, if you could do it, it's a great help to me in purchasing that I've already got that on hand if you are awarded as the lowest bidder on the contract. So you do not have to return those, but it makes things easy and more smooth if you go ahead and do that. And again, this document itself does not have to be returned with the bid. All right, so page one is the official bid offer and bid form. This is the form that is a shall. It must be returned with your offer. You will notice that it has an alternate. There is an alternate bid lump sum to be provided on this bid. It must be signed. And also on the second page of the bid form, it has, if you are located within a community redevelopment area, you can put an X on the yes or X on the no. If you don't know or unsure, you can get in touch with our office, and I'm going to try to figure out, I'm still trying to figure out what resource I have to determine that. This is kind of uncharted territory for me. I'm new at it, so I'll have to figure that out. If you guys don't know, we'll figure that out. Contractor requirements, if we send any addendums out, this is the section where you'll be required to put the addendum numbers and the date, recognizing that you were in receipt of those addendums. Now right here I will point out on our website at myskmb.com, we have the new function there where you can see all the solicitations on the website, but there's also a button where you can click and choose to stay updated on the solicitation. So as we upload things to that electronically, in this case an addendum, we would automatically hit notify and you should be notified on that. But at the minimum you can check back, you know, manually for addendums and anything, updates of information. So the rest is self-explanatory on the bid form. County permits required for this project. You'll notice on the left-hand side, we're allowing $500 for county permits. The work shall be, on the very bottom, the work shall be substantially completed within 120 days, calendar days, from the commencement date. The bidder agrees to fully complete all work included above within 135 consecutive calendar days from the date of notice of proceed. And liquidated damages will be in the amount of $150 for each day. All right, in the solicitation following that form are blank forms for your use to fill it out. These are the forms that are not mandatory in returning but are appreciated in returning. And then we have the general terms and conditions. Those are lengthy, they're various. You can go online and get all in depth, all those terms and conditions. Here in the document heading, we just have them listed as the points and in bold, the titles rather, but you have to go online to read all in depth of those. Then on page 10, we have the special terms and conditions for this particular project. The first matter to talk about is the blackout period. On all of our solicitations, we have a time period that starts the moment that bids are received and it ends the moment that it actually goes before the Board of County Commissioners. We call this the blackout period. I'm sure y'all are familiar with it, but just for being recorded and I'm required to talk about it, all right? We would construe what that could be construed as a lobbying situation. If you had submitted a bid and then you go to the county, one of the Board of County Commissioners, and you're talking with him in reference to this project and trying to get the project prior to it have been awarded by the Board of County Commissioners. So that's the type of thing that the Board of County Commissioners is trying to avoid. Therefore, they created this blackout period. All right, so again, scope of work, it's pretty straightforward. 2251 North Palafox, we're replacing the chiller there. This is the second. The reason it's the second, I don't know if everyone was present in the room or maybe privy to the information, but George Bush had pointed out we had the flood back in 2014, and we were in the process of having this chiller ordered and replaced, and it was ordered, and we had to send it back because the building was flooded out. We were unable to install it at the time. That's why this is titled two. So the estimated fees, again, permit fees, we're given an allowance of $500. The facilities management has done their due diligence in researching, and that's the best estimate that they have come up with.
With Peterson.
Or Peterson, rather. Yes. Thank you. All right, so bid surety point two, again, that is a requirement in this bid that must be turned in. Each offer shall be accompanied by a bid bond, cashier's check, or certified check in the amount of 5% of your bid. Performance and payments bond will be a requirement as well, but that will be a condition that on a road that or a bridge that will be crossed over once who is determined to be the lowest bidder. Once it's been determined lowest bidder, and once the Board of County Commissioners has voted on it, even if you wanted to wait till after that date to get the performance and payment bond in, we understand that process. Okay, bid forms, we've already talked about that. Pre-solicitation conference, here we are. Liquidated damages, again, $150 a day. Everything else is pretty standard. Warranty, we're looking for a 1-year warranty from the date of delivery and acceptance by Escambia County, in this case, installation up and going. It's an all or none total basis bid. There will be insurance requirements. I'm sure that's all standard stuff. Operation. We'll be using our standard form of construction contract document on this project. It can be viewable online at myescambia.com. You go to purchasing, and then you go to uniform contract forms, and then you can find the form there if you wanted to look at the standard form. All right, the technical specifications and drawings are available online. I'm pretty sure everybody's already probably seen that, but I'll just point that out to make sure on the same website, myescambia.com. So that pretty much covers everything from the procurement standpoint of this project. So now I will...
I did want to say one
yes.
thing real quick. You do have CDs on this available?
I do have some CDs up front if someone would rather pick up a CD. I made 3 copies just in case.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then also there's an Exhibit G on the package owner direct purchase. We may take advantage of that. That would mean that that you guys would have everything ready as far as ordering the equipment, and then the county would actually do the purchasing in order to save taxes on that. So I don't know if you guys are familiar with ODP, but we do have the option to take that. And then with this being big, expensive equipment, might be worthwhile taking that option.
Can I make a recommendation?
Sure.
You guys may want to consider adding a 5-year parts living refrigerant warranty instead of a 1-year.
Yeah, I think this is just
due to the cost of this piece of equipment.
And I think the 1 year is mainly just the installation. So, but the equipment we usually go for.
We usually see compressor, but if you ask for it like this, you're only going to get a 1 year on everything. So just a clarification, if you don't mind, I'm just trying to help you guys out. I've done a lot of work.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
So I think if you look at doing a 5-year parts, labor, and refrigerant warranty, that way
And that's usually standard for those, right?
No, commercial nowadays is just a 1 year deal, and if you want 5 years, you have to ask for it. But I'm telling you.
And how much more does that add to it?
It's a hell of a lot cheaper for you to add it right up front than it is for, you may pay $1,500 for it, where if you buy it from a contractor after the fact or try to put it on part of the PM contracts on the buildings, it'll cost you a lot more than that.
Yeah, that may be something we'll add, like an alternator or something.
The other thing I noticed is they don't have coated coils on here.
Right.
You might want to have that added as well.
Something you guys look for.
Yeah, we have.
Is it okay to make these recommendations now since everybody's here?
Yeah, and we'll have them.
You get the engineer, so if he asks and wants them, then y'all can send that out as an amendment.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Is that it? If you come up with anything else, you know, just send an email to Eddie.
Right. And then we'll... One more question on the engineer. On the piping, basically what you're looking for is a T to have, or have a rental
there
in case
exactly.
something happened.
Yeah.
Do you have valves on both sides? Did you have it on here on the drawing? I didn't.
Yeah, I do. It's okay. There's a little chiller detail down on the bottom.
So it's four valves. Yeah, you want to isolate the other one. It's a run out.
Yeah, most definitely.
Correct. Looks like Ray's looked at it. I don't know if you have anything to add. Maybe it's.
I mean, basically, he just basically did my work for me. Chiller replacement with some butterfly valves for.
Big Talon.
I'm sorry.
Are you good with Big Talon?
Uh huh.
Okay.
All right. Well, are there any more questions?
Well, let me ask while we're here. Does everyone want to go look at the site right now?
Might as well. And then do a drive-by.
Yeah. Yeah, it's up to you guys.
Yes, you have to. Is it accessible?
Very
readily available.
Yeah, it's behind a wall and a fence, but you should be able to see it. Now, if you need to get inside the building, that's another story.
Is it going to be required to work weekends to do the change work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nights and weekends.
Yeah, we got it's a building that's occupied right now, so we got to maintain the occupant.
Yeah.
Something we're looking, when you do the shutdown, it'll be maybe a long weekend. I think was the plan we had last time.
Yeah. Like a holiday?
Yeah. Because it's changing that out and shutting it down, it's evidently going to be more than a couple days.
Actually, a machine like this can be changed in a day.
Yeah. I thought so. I would think so too. Yeah.
So you would.
It'd be good on if you shut it down on Friday afternoon, drain it, cut it loose. Saturday morning, have your crane there, lift the old one out, put the new one in.
Yeah.
So you can do it Friday.
Taking it or welding, you know. I mean, you're pretty much going to zip that. You'll be running Monday.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for.
I mean, you may have to come back, and I'm going to probably insulate on Monday. There's no reason to have him on overtime. He can insulate on wet pipe, so it doesn't matter.
As far as the change out, it's going to be basic. Yeah. You're not doing any major
piping
changes.
Yeah, just a change out would need to be over the weekend. Little button up this, that, and the other can be done at any time, right?
Yeah, as long as you don't disturb the operations.
Control-wise, you're going to have... One thing I want to know, if you're going to have a train allotment on the controls, because basically you're tying into your train DVC system, are you going to put kind of like you did allowance for the permits, would you have an allowment for a train to do tie-in?
Have an allowance for it.
Just something to ask, because work either that or we have to hire a train to do the connection. So
You guys were having to
provide that.
Get trained. Because it is trained systems.
So. Yes,
yes. But if you do owner direct, it's just going to train most likely. Is it going to separate their price on their.
No, but owner direct, I think we're looking at those large items, I think 5,000 or more on that sort of thing, mainly about the chiller itself. I'm not sure how much train was going to be on that.
Okay. follow me.
But yeah, if you would just please verify what we have on there for training and clarify it for him.
All right, so we'll go to the site.
Yep.
And we'll close up there.